नाम शिष्टम मनुमपि सची पुत्रमत्र स्वरूपम रूपम तस्याग्रज उरिपुरीम माथुरीम गोष्ठवाटीम राधाकुंडम गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासम प्राप्तो जस्य प्रथित कृपया श्री गुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेत कृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानत तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके प्रमद मदन लीला कंदरे कंदरे ते रचयति नवजूनो द्वंद्वमस्मिन्न मंदम इति किल कलनार्थक लग्न कस्तयोर्मे निज निकट निवासम देहि गोवर्धन त्वम् गृणपहरिदासषण्येत् वर्जेति नामामृत उदितम् श्रीराधिका चन्द्र स्फुटं मे निज निकट निवासम् देहि गोवर्धन इनवर Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradan line from beginning. Oh, we all give proper respect to Giriraj Govardhan. Almost all the devotees, they have so much respect for Govardhan. And so many Govardhan silas are anyhow with them and they are worshipping. But really, why our sampradaya has accepted Giriraj Govardhan? We should know his tattva, Govardhan tattva, who he is. So we should know. And if we worship him, what process be there? What process we should follow? And if you are worshipping, what should be our goal? What to have any prayer from him? Shyamrani should speak something about these questions. Stand up. You can come here inside.
As with all Ista Devas, as with all worshipable deities, we follow our disciplic line in order to know how to worship anyone. So we learn from Sri Sanatana Goswami in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita how to worship Giri Govardhan. He says that Giri Govardhan is addressed by the gopis and we are followers of the gopis. He is addressed by the gopis as Hari Dasa Varaya, as the best of the servants as Hari. He can also be worshipped as Hari, and he can be worshipped as Hari Dasya. However, Hari, Krishna, cannot give Krishna Prem like those who have Krishna Prem can give. The servants, the devotees of Krishna, have Krishna Prem. And our prayojana, our goal, is not Krishna. Kansa's goal was Krishna, but he had no bhakti and he was a demon. So our goal is not Krishna, but Krishna Prem. So we can get Krishna Prem from those who are devotees. If we worship Giri Govardhan as the devotee, then he can give us Krishna Prem in that form. So Sri Sanatana Goswami is praying that Hari Dasya Varya, Govardhan, Giri Govardhan is worshipped as Hari Dasya Varya by the gopis. He's worshipped by the Vedas as the tilak marking of Braj, that is the best devotee. So all of our authorities confirm the same thing. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is also our authority. And he prays that Srimati Radhika herself personally gave Giriraj Govardhan the name Hari Dasa Varya. Hari Dasya is servant, just like Maharaj Yudhisthira is a servant of Krishna, so much so that Narad Muni went to his house not to see Krishna, but to see him and glorify him. Even a greater devotee is Uddhav, Hari Dasa Var. He's a very great devotee, more intimate than Maharaj Yudhisthira, because Krishna trusted him to go to Braj to console his parents and the gopis. Yudhisthira Maharaj was never sent to Braj. And he wanted Uddhav to share with him his sufferings of separation from the gopis. But Hari Dasa Varya, the very, very topmost devotee of Hari, of Krishna, is Giri Govardhan. He is the most intimate, and he serves in the most intimate ways. As Srila Gurudev just prayed, Brahmada Marana Leela Kandare Kandare Te Rochayatam Navajanordannamasmin Namandam Itikila Kalanarta Vagna Kastadayome Nijanikati Nivasam Deiko Govardhanatam. Raghunath Das Goswami is praying, O Govardhan, throughout the 24 hours of the day, in your caves and kunjas, you are not only witnessing, but facilitating the most confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna and their associates. So I beg you that you will please give me residence near you so that I can also witness and serve their pastimes. So in this way we follow our authorities. Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his prayers to Govardhan, has similar message. He's praying for the service of Govardhan and for the service of Radha and Krishna through the mercy of Govardhan, that you facilitated and witnessed the Don Kali pastimes of Radha and Krishna, where they quarreled. They had a so-called lover's quarrel, and where they quarrel over the taxes and whose property Vrindavan is. So in this way we follow our authorities, our Guru Parampara, to know how to worship Govardhan, not as Hari, but in his form as Hari Dasa Varya. Even more so, we understand that Giriraj Govardhan is the manifestation, the fractional manifestation of the heart of Srimati Radhika. Only in existence is that supreme absolute truth, Radha and Krishna. And she is the complete Swarup Shakti, or complete facilitator of Krishna's pleasure. So she expands in order to give Krishna pleasure in different ways. She expands as Yogamaya, as Mother Yasoda, as the gopis, as the queens, as the Lakshmis, in so many ways, even as the Dham, even as Baladev. So she expands in her beautiful Madhurya love as Giri Govardhan. So ultimately, even more than Haridasa Varya, he is a Sakhi, because only the Sakhis or gopis can witness the most confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna in the kunjas and caves. Even the most intimate Sakhas, Subal, Arjun, cannot witness these pastimes. So why is Govardhan in the form of stone? The stone, the being stunned, is one of these symptoms of Asta-Sattvika Bhav, or the eightfold ecstatic symptoms of love. So Giriraj Govardhan is so stunned in seeing these beautiful pastimes, which he himself has facilitated by becoming the caves and kunjas, that he is now like stone. And in that way, he can witness the pastimes, and Radha and Krishna don't feel encumbered or embarrassed by anyone else seeing them, because after all, he only appears as stone. So Giriraj Govardhan can be worshipped in more and more intimate ways for more and more advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Thank you. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to worship Giriraj. In what way?
Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Taralaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namaha. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri, at that time, Raghunath Das Goswami was also there under the guidance and protection of Sri Swarup Damodar and others. Once one devotee returned from Braj, Sri Shankararanya Saraswati, and he brought one Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala, and he gave them to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chant Harinam, holding the Govardhan Shila to his heart, sometimes on his eyes, sometimes on the top of his head, sometimes smelling that Shila. And this Shila was never dry, because it was always moistened with the tears of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, after serving, worshipping this Govardhan Shila for some time, he called Raghunath Das Goswami. Oh, Raghunath, I want to give you something. He gave him this Govardhan Shila, and he told him, this Shila, this Govardhan Shila, is Krishna Kalevar. It is the very body of Krishna himself. So you should worship this Govardhan Shila every day, doing sattvic puja in the mode of goodness, very easily. You should keep on one platform, wooden platform, and taking one jug of water, and you should take 8 very soft and fragrant Tulsi Manjaris with 2 leaves on either side. And in this way, you should do Abhishek of Giriraj and offer 8 Tulsi leaves, 8 Tulsi Manjaris with 2 leaves on either side. So, Raghunath Das, he began to worship Giriraj in this way. After some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, oh, now I want you to offer some kaja, some sweets every day. When you offer these sweets to Govardhan, then they'll become like nectar, more than nectar. So under the guidance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar, Raghunath Das Goswami began to worship Giriraj Govardhan. Now, Raghunath Das Goswami himself expressed his own realization. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him this Govardhan Shila, he was thinking, oh, by giving me this Govardhan Shila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving me a place, a transcendental home where I will stay. And by giving me this Gunjamala, this mala of small berries, He has given me into the service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So even though we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, oh, this Govardhan Shila is Krishna Kalevar. Still, Raghunath Das Goswami, in many places, he expressed his realization that, oh, Govardhan, you are Haridasa Varya. Giri Nripa Haridasa Sreni Varyetina Maham Ritamidu Muditamshi Radhika Bhakta Chandat Bratanavatila Katve Klipta Vedais Putamme Nijanikatani Vasam Dehi Govardhanatam. Oh, Giri Nripa Haridasa Sreni Varyetina Maham. Your name is Haridasa Varya, the best of the servants of Hari. And where did this name come from? Amritam Idamutitam Sri Radhika Bhakta Chandrat. This name, this title, it came directly from the lips of Srimati Radharani. Also, in his Manna Shiksha, he's saying, Vishakam Shikshali Gurutve Priyasaro Grinda Tat Prakshalali Tarati Dattve Smaramana. Oh, my dear mind, don't forget this thing. Always worship Giraj Govardhan. Why? Because Giraj is that personality by whose mercy one can have the darshan of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and attain the jewel of Rati, deep attachment for their lotus feet. So, from the evidence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from the evidence of Raghunath Das Goswami's own writings, we see that there is some provision to worship Giriraj Govardhan as Krishna himself. There's no doubt about it. In Srimad Bhagavatam also, when all the bridge basis did Anukut Mahotsav, at that time, Govardhan assumed a very large form, like Krishna, and accepting everything, like Supreme Lord. So this is very good. But we see many great Vaishnavas in our line, they worship Govardhan as Haridasa Vardhya, the servant of Hari, not as Hari himself. So there's also evidence for this. How can we reconcile these things? So it is very easy. Srila Gurudev has given a simple example. We know Baldev. Who is Baldev? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is a fact. He is Vishnu Tattva, Almighty Supreme Lord, and non-different from Krishna. This is true. Yet, at the same time, Baldev is Das. He's also the servant of Krishna. And at the same time, oh, those who will go very deeply, they'll know that Baldev, in order to serve the lotus feet of Krishna in all rasas, especially to serve him in Madhurya Ras, Baldev has become Ananga Manjari. So in the same way, Giriraj Govardhan, anyone may see him as the Supreme Lord Hari himself. It is not incorrect. And anyone who may go deeper, they may see him as Haridasa Varja, the best servant of Hari. And those who go so deep, they will think that Giriraj Govardhan is like Saki of Srimati Radhika, having a female form in which to serve. Why? Pramada Madana Lila Kandare Kandarete Ratyati Navayuno Dondamasmina Mandam. In the caves and kunjas of Govardhan, Giriraj is seeing all the sweetest pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Who can see them? Can any male form be there? Can any male person be there and serve at that time? It is quite impossible. Srila Gurudev gave an example once. In our Guru Gayatri, we see there Krishna Anandaya. Who is giving pleasure to Krishna? That means Krishna himself. And Krishna, Srimati Radharani. So if Gurudev is Krishna Anandaya, giving pleasure to Radha and Krishna both, then how can Guru have a male form? So surely, this mantra is for remembering and praying for the mercy of Guru in Sakhi form as a maidservant of Srimati Radharani. So in the same way, the various conceptions of Giriraj Govardhan can be reconciled. One other thing to consider, and that is that there are two types of mercy. One type of mercy, that is called Bhagavat Prasajada Kripa, the mercy which comes from Bhagavan himself. And another kind of mercy, Bhakta Prasadaja Kripa, the mercy which comes from the devotees. So Krishna, he is Vishai Vigraha. He is the object of love and affection. He has so much love. But the devotees who love him, they are the Ashray Vigraha, the abode of love. Srimati Radharani's love is so high that Krishna himself, he cannot understand it. He had to come in this world as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to try to have some idea of what kind of love was in the heart of Radharani. So we see in the Bhavishya Purana, there is a verse. There it is stated, Manasa Prakrite Jato Giri Govardhano Mahan. Where has Giriraj Govardhan come from? Was he brought to Brajmandal by Hanuman? Oh, this story is there in Puranas, and it's true. Or was he brought to Brajmandal from by Agastya Rishi?
No,
Pulastya Rishi? Oh, this story is also there. Oh, but especially our acharyas have given this commentary. Manasa Prakrite Jato Giri Govardhano Mahan. Giriraj Govardhan has manifested directly from the heart of Srimati Radhika in order to facilitate their highest and sweetest pastimes. So Rupa Goswami has written, Vaikuntaj Janito Brahmadapuri Tatrapi Ratsotavan Brindaranyam Udarapani Ramanat Tatrapi Govardhanaha Radhakundami Hapi Gokulapate Premamritam Plavanat Kuryadasya Girik Tatosevam Vivekinakaha. Mathura is higher than Vaikuntha and higher than Mathura is Vrindavan. But higher than Vrindavan is Govardhan. And the highest place of all, oh, that is also at Govardhan. One place at Govardhan, that is Radhakund. So in this way, Giriraj is serving and providing the playground and facilitating the most wonderful and beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And therefore, he is very dear to them. If we can pray for the mercy of Giriraj, following the prayers and moods in the footsteps of our acharyas, especially Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, then Giriraj is so kind, he can bestow upon us the darshan of the highest and most wonderful pastimes and a chance to serve the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika at that time.
Manjari. Jai Radha Madhav, Jai Kunja Bihari. Both.
Thank you.
we have heard that Giriraj is the highest class of Haridas Varijya. What meaning? He is the highest in all the servants of Radha and Krishna. What should be the quality of Haridas? If Haridas is servant, devotee, he must have some qualities. So what he does? And how can we follow him? Oh, every variety has been given. Sthala jala tala shushpai bhuru hachayacha patipadi anukalam hanta sambardhyanaga tri jagati nijagotram sarthakan khapyan me nij nikat nivasam dehi govardhanattam. That gives everything. He substrains in all ways to Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kada Mahiyam Tadati Sapadhantika. A Guru Shishya, Guru Sevak, the servant of the Guru, must know all the modes of his Gurudev. If he does not know, how can he serve? He can never serve. Or if Gurudev is telling to his servant, I'm very thirsty, and he is giving fan, he is doing opposite, then he is really not servant. So we should know the wish and heart of our Gurudev, and then we can serve. If a disciple, he has not this quality, really he is not disciple or sevak. He may be sevak, but not first class, second class. He may be third class bogus. He may be. Sometimes doing against the will of Gurudev. What is this? If any disciple is making so many problems for Gurudev, like Ramchandra Puri, he was disciple of Madhavendra Puri, but always making some problem for his Gurudev. And Gurudev, what did? I don't want to see your face in my life. Bogus, you should go away from me. And in the other hand, Ishwar Puripad, who knew the heart of Madhavendra Puripad, always fulfilling the desire of his Gurudev. Really, he is disciple and sevak of Madhavendra Puripad. And Madhavendra Puripad, he gave all that he has, all devotion, everything. He manifested in the heart of Ishwar Puripad. So the disciple, knowing the heart of his Gurudev, and he is not serving in that way, then he should decide himself that who is he. Will Gurudev give his mercy, full mercy, and his whole mood to that disciple? He deserves no quality for that. So, what are the problems of Gurudev that a disciple may give? If he is always running after sense gratifications. Not obey him totally, then he is not a real disciple. Govardhan, what doing? What doing Govardhan? He knows all the desire of Krishna. If you want to please your Gurudev, no? Oh, this question was done by Srimati Lalita to Srimati Radhika. If he want to please Krishna, then what should we do? If anyone is very dearest to Krishna, if we will serve him or her, then Krishna automatically will be happy. What I told? Not question like she suggested. What? Krishna, then?
Then you have to serve to please Krishna.
To serve whom Krishna like more, most. Understand?
To serve that person who is most dear to Krishna.
Yes. If you are doing... Oh, most dear to Krishna, who is? And then you are, if serving, then Krishna automatically will give. And if quarreling with Radhika, then what will be? Similarly, if Guru is so much, has so much affection and love for anyone. Then, to please him, we should try to serve that personality. This is the most easy process. And if you are always quarreling, oh, then after some time you will go away. Govardhan always serving whom? The highest beloved of Krishna, or Radhika, in so many ways. Not only that, those who are related with Krishna in any way, Govardhan has so much honor for them. For cows, Govardhan knows. Oh, the cows are very much dear to Krishna. Himself, without shoe, without what? Without umbrella, without anything, he follows cows. He gives water to cows. He never have any danda for cows. Stick. His stick is for demons, to serve cows, not for cows and calves that he will beat them. Never. Himself, he gives water to their lotus feet and washes in all ways. So, Govardhan knows all these things. So he serves cows. How? By Manishi Ganga, Kusum Sarovar. So sweet water for cows. Green grasses for everywhere. Not only green, very tasteful, sweet, and very smooth. Very smooth. And Krishna researches where, in what land, oh, this grasses are there, near Govardhan, in Manishi Ganga, near, on the top of Govardhan. For his companions, cowherd boys. What he gives? Oh, so many fruits everywhere. Mango, jackfruit, kamla, that is.
Orange.
Angur. Angur means? Grapes. So many fruits. So many fruits. To decorate them, oh, so many kinds of colors. If you go to Govardhan, where we go and do Abhishek, there are some hidden Govardhan Shila. If you do like this, color may come.
Only by hand.
Only by hand. And these colors are for decorating Krishna, his cowherd boys, for cows, even for gopis. For gopis, what? So many groves, so many kunja, so many capes for them, so many juices there. Oh, deers with very fragrant, what?
Musk.
Kasturi.
Musk.
Naturally, all the Govardhan Shila have this fragrance. If you will go and see, Giriraj Govardhan, very fragrant. Like Kasturi, Mrige is there. So he serves all the friends, all the cows, all the cowherd boys, and all, and gives them fruit, vegetables, fragrant, all this, so many things, and colors, so many. Thala jala thala sarspai bhuru hachayacha. His Govardhan. Govardhan means, by serving cows, cows are increasing in number. Giving how much milk? Not only 40 kilo or like this, 40 liters. Unlimited milk. Only now that, they can fulfill all your wishes. Kamadhenu, more than Kamadhenu, all are. So Govardhan serves all, top to bottom to all. In Braja, always worshipping Indra. And one day, Yashoda mother was very busy in preparing so many preparations. In all and each gopis' houses, all were busy. Krishna went to his mother, told, "Mother, I'm very hungry. Perhaps you are preparing all these things for me." Then Srimati Radhika, Mother Yashoda, she became some, go away from here. Go to your father, not here. Naughty boy. Then Krishna became upset and he came like a sad boy. And in the lap of his father, he told like this, "Father, what mother is doing? She is not in a good mood to me." Then he told, all we are preparing for, to worship Indra. Krishna, as if he is not knowing anything, who is Indra? And why we worship? We can worship anyone who can give so many things to us. So why we are worshipping him? He told that, Indra can give rain. By rain, all kinds of grains can come. Grasses can come. Water can come. Without that, we cannot maintain our life. So each year we do on this same day, tomorrow, we will do. We will all go with so many preparations, lakhs and lakhs cords pole cords, we will keep it and we will go to Govardhan Girirao, in the middle of the Govardhan, and we will worship. He told that, Baba, I think, where there is no Indra Puja, where there is rain or not rain, and all are maintaining their lives or not. He told that I don't know. But why you should know all these things? I think it will be better to worship Giriraj Govardhan. Govardhan, he, by his mercy, we maintain our lives. Our life and soul is cows. And Govardhan gives so much good grasses, soft grasses, or very pure water, and everything. And he supports us. So why not we should try to do the puja of Giriraj Govardhan? Nand Baba has no any logic. And by logic, Krishna told him to that, oh, we should all tomorrow will worship Giriraj Govardhan. Next day, on thousands and thousands of cords were called and all the preparation was kept in this. From all over, 84 crores of Braja, all came assembled in Giriraj Govardhan, where now is Govardhan town, in the middle. And they were worshipping, offering all these things to Giriraj Govardhan as we did. This was very, very, very mini worship of Giriraj Govardhan, but exactly like this. Thousand and thousand, all the cows of the whole Govardhan were there, and they were worshipping. All were worshipping cows. And after that, they worshipped, Guru, Vaishnav, Brahmins, all was done. And after that, they offered all these things. And they saw Krishna was telling, oh Baba, oh Brajvasis, my friends, look at that. Giriraj Govardhan, in a shape is there. And long arms. And he's taking everything. From here, from there, very far away. And he was not satisfied, his belly was so big. And he told them, bring Ano, Ano re. Means bring. More. I want more. But Krishna, all Brajvasi became King Kartabya Bimud. Puzzles, that what should I do? We do. But Krishna folded his hand in two hands, and he was four-handed. And he prayed, oh Prabhu, your belly is so weak. We cannot do anything. What we have brought, it may be in only one pore of body. How we can satisfy? We cannot satisfy. Then he took water from where? Mansi Ganga, from Kusham Sarovar, Govinda Kund, all water. And all water came in his mouth. What he has taken? Krishna asked him that we have brought prasadam, but you have taken. So what should we do? At once they saw that everything is full there. Krishna was telling that, you have worshipped Indra, but we have not seen Indra, who is Indra, and how he is taking, how he is satisfying, and how he is giving boon. We have never seen. But we are seeing here, Giriraj Govardhan himself is here. And he is now satisfied, and he is asking that what boon you want, I can give you. if anyone going to give Raj Govardhan and doing parikrama, Govardhan gives anything he likes, he can fulfill all desires. Those are worldly desires, they bind a branches of a tree together. Like this. I want to marry a very beautiful girl, very beautiful husband. Oh, quickly. Oh, if you want, your house has so many stories, 130 or 150 stories. Oh, you should keep some bricks, are there stones, one after another. How much high you can make it? Oh, Giriraja Govardhan, easily he will go. But when anyone not telling anything and only doing kirtan, Govardhana jai Giridhari, Giridhari jai Govardhana, Giridhari jai Govardhana, Giridhari jai Govardhana, Giridhari jai Govardhana. Radhe jaya jaya Madhava Dhari te, Radhe jaya. Many songs of Radha and Krishna. He will be very happy. And for them, he can give his heart. What is heart? The love and affection of Krishna. But very carefully, very carefully. Not to lusty person he will give. Never, never. Not to worldly sense gratification makers. So many times I have told my devotees, my sannyasis and brahmacharis, to preachers, be very careful about this. This is not a thing to give in the fish market or airport or anywhere like this. Keep it secret. If anyone has love for another husband in heart life, what I told. If you have a husband and serve him, but in the meantime, you saw any very beautiful, strong personality and you were attracted any lady, will he tell to this fact to his father, mother, husband, or any friend? No. So we should try to come. Mahaprabhu has told this. Try to conceal. Otherwise this will go and lust will come. And that is going on. I never heard before, oh, the subject of Govinda Lila Amrita. But I saw that, oh, all these kind of devotees, oh, they have translated it, Govinda Lilamrit, Krishna Bhavanam. More than that, so many things they have translated and reading, and they know all this. Very wonderful. Now same thing is going on. I want to warn you. Oh, like Govardhan, he concealed everything. He became a stone. And that is why Radha and Krishna or the gopis have no shame at all from him. For trees, from mountains, hills, rivers, they have life, we know. But we know that, oh, they will not disclose to others. They are not seeing in this. If in front of mirror you are naked, any harm? Any shame? Nothing. Why? Because mirror is not life, has no life. So Giriraj becomes like this. He never tells all these things, secret says to anyone. So I request my devotees, Oh, they should not speak all these high class of subject. If they have anyhow, if they are fortunate, they should keep in their heart and be like Raya Ramananda, Swarup Damodar, like Madhvi Devi, like others. Even Rupa Goswami was not there. Raghunath Das Goswami cannot be there where discussions are going. And we have make it very, very cheap, everywhere in market. Why? I don't want. Otherwise, you will be very lusty. Don't read in these stage all these books. Oh, you should try to follow what bhakti, vaidhi bhakti. And read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Read all the books. Especially the books of Rupa and Raghunath, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, like all these things. So Prabhupada was very against these things. He knew all these things, that it are the best things. But for beginners, these subjects are to be hidden. So we should try to know all these things. So Giriraj Govardhan, he is serving all the cows, cowherd boys, and everyone. So Gop, they were doing the worship of Giriraj Govardhan. And Giriraj Govardhan, having a form 400, and he all. And after that, when it was finished, all the gopis, Krishna himself, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, O Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Kritika Maya, and all others, they began to do parikramas of Giriraj. Those who were not so strong to go on fields, for them bullock out was there. For children, O Malpua, and so many things where they can take and do parikrama. No harm. But we have to follow some rules and regulations. Especially in our Indian culture, in devotees' culture, we should try to give proper honor to aged person, qualified person, Guru Varga. Understand? Here I am not seeing anything like that. Oh, very small boys or even very young persons, very young, they can sit on chair on the front of their guardians, their guru, and their old persons. Again, you should hear all. I don't like this, that any young person, young lady, they should sit on the chairs in front of their guardians, their guru varga. They are not old. They are not so weak that they cannot come inside and sit. They should give proper respect to O senior Vaishnava. They should give chance to them, and they should be given on chair proper with honor. If Krishna is giving so much honor to Baladev and others, Srimati Radhika giving proper respect to their Gurujan. Once, Krishna wanted to meet Srimati Radhika, and Aniduti told her that, oh, Krishna is waiting for you, you should come. And in the meantime, Dhanishta came, or anyone came to Radhika. Oh, Mother Yashoda is calling you for cooking. Both dotis came at the same time. So Srimati Radhika was thinking, what to do? I should go to meet Krishna, or I should go to Mother Yashoda to cook? At once she decided and told that I must serve first Mother Yashoda. He never went to meet Krishna. So we should from beginning, if you are giving proper respect to seniors, bhakti may come. And if you are not giving respect to them, and you are sitting yourself on the high singhasanam, not giving proper respect to them, at the time of taking prasadam, you should make a line, and superior should be in a line, and we should be somewhat like this. We should satisfy them, and then we should take prasadam. So we should do all that our Guru Varga has done. When Sanatana Goswami is coming, what Rupa Goswami is telling? Oh, my Gurudev has come. And serving him. And what Sanatana Goswami? Although he is my younger brother, but he is my Gurudev. Because he serves Srimati Radhika more than me. So giving each other proper respect. If you want to have a bhakti pure, you should follow Giriraj Govardhan. How he serves all, top to bottom, who are very dear to Krishna. According to this dearness, oh, he serves all. So according to this, oh, you should serve all. Krishna ika jasya bachi, Krishna iti jasya, manasadriyeta, dikshasta cheta, panata bhishya bhajanta misham, susursya bhajana vigyam ananyamanya, nindadi sunyati. Those who are chanting, we should know that all are our family, family persons. We should give them respect by mind. Why mind? If anyone has been initiated by anyone and he chanting them, he never goes in the association of any Mayavadi, very far away. And he himself is not lusty or any friend like lusty persons. If he has this quality, oh, we should give proper respect to them by mind, not by doing pranam. Why? Because he cannot tolerate that. He cannot digest. Then he will see that, oh, I am more than this person, more qualified. He will not understand the humility of that Madhyam Adhikari person. He will not. So only by mind you should do. And those who have taken diksha really, in real sense, real sense. Oh, the Dibya Jnanam. Oh, very strong relation with Krishna, transcendental relation he has. And all kinds of anas has been done. Then this is diksha. If anyone is dikshit, Vaishnava, oh, by doing pranam. By mind also, by doing pranam. And if he is not criticizing anyone, never, and chanting Raman whole day, night, in continuing line of 24 hours, then what should you do? Oh, be servant. Be servant in all respect. And by serving, associate with that high class of devotee. Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam kutopi jadi labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukritir na labhyate. This is Krishna consciousness. If anyone's heart is saturated by love and affection, like gopis, by any prajvasi, and in them, O highest, like gopis, anyone needs that. O surrender yourself. Be fully servant and try to follow. Try to realize his heart. Then your heart will also be saturated with love and affection of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Siksha Guru, and your Guru Prabhupada has also told like this. Who is Krishna? Any transcendental Krishna consciousness devotee, he cannot fall away. Never and never. So we should try to honor all respect. Like Giriraj Govardhan has. Giriraj Govardhan has. We should follow him. He is serving cowherd boys, cows, cops, gopis, gopi, anyone related to Krishna. So anyone related to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, related to Krishna, related to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati, my Gurudev, Om Vishnu Parsi Shrimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami, my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parsi Shrimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Try to respect all, if you want. Don't jump. Other eagle birds are there, they will take you. I know so many are here. They want to jump in the sky to have this thing. They should be very careful. Very, very careful. Don't jump. Otherwise, lust will come and we will be nowhere. Try to follow Vaidhi Bhakti from beginning and thus going on. I pray from Govardhan, oh, that he should be merciful to all, not only to me, to all. Those who have taken part in the archan of Giriraj Govardhan, Annakoot, by anything, by preparing, by collecting anything, and in kirtan, anyhow, I pray for them, the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan. He should sprinkle his mercy, and he should be a good devotee. Gaur Premanande. Perhaps there is also drama play, so they should be ready. And in the meantime, you should sing any kirtan.